各位听众朋友大家好，我是赖世雄，很高兴又在空中跟大家见面了。
Hello everybody, this is Bruce.
今天就要请大家打开我们这一套教材第几页呢？
46页。
然后在这一页呢，我们可以看到，哇哦，这里81课，以及呢，哇哦，有好多呢这样的这个中文字在这边，驻足片刻，闻花香，哇、哦，听起来非常的 poetic， 也就有诗的味道在里头。好，现在请卜大哥为我们把这一课从头到尾念一下。
Lesson 81, Stop to Smell the Flowers.Part 1 Reading. In the hustle and bustle of modern day life, people seldom stop to enjoy the beauty of nature. Ask yourself how many times you have listened to the birds sing, and when was the last time you looked at the sparkling stars twinkle in the sky? Time flies and life is short, so don't forget to stop to smell the flowers. In our eagerness to make a living, we often forget about our quality of life.Too often you hear people say, I'm too busy for this or that. What a shame. One day, when they do find time to stop to smell the flowers, it might be too late.
这一课一样的，跟以前的所有各课一样的，里头都有所谓的一些重要的片语或短语，还有一些句子结构。现在我们就很快的来看这个标题 ,Lesson 81, Stop to Smell the Flowers. Stop 就停下来，好好闻闻这些花的味道。这里呢就告诉我们 Stop, 如果后头不放 to, 放 smelling, stop smelling the flowers,跟 stop to smell the flowers 意思是完全不一样的。我们记住 stop 加 to 的话，就停止原有的工作而做别的事情，但 stop 加动名词的话，就停止那个工作。我想呢，请这一段呢，我们就要请 Bruce 呢用英文来告诉我们 stop to do something 跟 stop doing something 区别在哪里，以及造个句子给我们。
Let's start with an example. Let's stop to get a drink. This means maybe we are working or maybe driving a car and I feel thirsty. So I want to stop what I'm doing or stop driving my car. Let's go to a restaurant and have something to drink. But afterhalf an hour in the restaurant, I might say, well, let's stop drinking now and go back to work, or go back to the car and start to drive again.
你看刚才解释很清楚地告诉我们 let's stop to get a drink. 咱们停止工作或者停止开车，稍微休息一下，来喝点东西吧。所以 stop 加 to,加原形动词，表示停止刚才所做的事情，然后呢做别的一件事情。Let's stop to get a drink. 咱们暂时停止工作，来喝一杯。但如果喝了一段时间之后，咱们要走了，继续上路或继续工作。Let's stop drinking and get back to work. Let's stop drinking. 咱们就不要再喝了。停止喝了，然后干嘛呢 ？And get back to work， 继续工作，回到工作岗位上。所以这边也是一样的 ，Lesson 81告诉我们 ，Stop to smell the flowers， 停止既有的工作，来开始闻闻花香。现在我们就直接看这里的文章内容。In the hustle and bustle of modern day life， people seldom stop to enjoy the beauty of nature. 在这忙碌的现代化的生活里，人们很少停下来，来享受一下大自然的美。In the hustle and bustle, 在这边用的 hustle and bustle, 这个用法棒，非常的棒。那这什么意思？以及怎么使用？现在请卜大哥告诉我们。
Hustle and bustle, these words are usually used together in this phrase, hustle and bustle, or the hustle and bustle, means all the activity of a big city. The hustle and bustle of New York, Hong Kong, and Tokyo are well known.
也就是像纽约啦、香港、东京等等这些大城市，其实包括台北也都算是这样啊，是大家是耳熟能详的里面的繁忙的都市生活，我们就可以这样说 The hustle and bustle of these cities are well known. Well, W-E-L-L 加个小杠杠，再加个 known, K-N-O-W-N, K-N-O-W-N. 所以我们常常讲说，哎呀，都市这种繁忙的生活我厌倦了， I'm sick of the hustle and bustle of city life.
That's a very good sentence. Many people, when they are young, enjoy the hustle and bustle of big city life. But when you get a little older, you get tired of all the hustle and bustle, the crowds, everybody walking so fast or driving so fast. It's noisy, it's complicated. When you're young, that can be fun. When you get like Peter, though, you get tired of the hustle and bustle.
好了，所以这边就 hustle and bustle, 熙熙攘攘的人情、车阵等等这些繁忙的这种景象，就叫做 the hustle and bustle of city life. 好，接着我们看第二行， people seldom stop.人们很少停下来 to stop their work to enjoy the beauty of nature, 来好好享受这种大自然的美。这个 nature, 第三行第二个字啊，就是一个重点。我们不能说 the nature is beautiful,不能加 the, 是一个不可数的名词，而要说
nature, 不要 the nature, also don't capitalize nature.Many of my students will write a sentence like, the nature, 大写的 N, is beautiful. 不对。Nature is beautiful, and then nature is capitalized because it's the first word in the sentence. But, I like nature, 不要的，不要大写。
不错的。但是还有特别记住，你说 nature 不能加的，可是我有看过耶。I don't know anything about the nature of the work.
The nature of, this is different. The nature of something means something's character. What it is like. I don't understand the nature of women. Women confuse me. I don't understand how they think.What they do or why they do the things they do. I don't understand the nature of women.
So I don't understand the nature of women. Nature, 这个时候前面加的，因为代表个性或者是呢性质，就是工作。I know the nature of this work. 我知道这工作的性质。I know nothing about the nature of women.女人的这种个性性格我不了解，那个时候 nature 要加的，但 nature 当大自然时永远不能加的。接着我们再看， ask yourself how many times you have listened to the birds sing. 你问问你自己，你到底有多少次曾经听过呢女孩的歌唱呢？你看在这里头 ask yourself 这是一个命令句，前面什么 you should 或者 you may as well， 你不妨问你自己一下，或者用 yourself 反身代词做宾语，做间接的宾语，或者再放 how many times， 用 how 引导的一个名词从句作为直接宾语。你问一下你自己，到底有多少次你曾经听过鸟的歌唱？这里重点来了，你看 how many times you have listened to， listen to 这是一个动词，后头用 the birds 做它的宾语。你看后头缺放原形动词 sing， 哎，这里就是一个重点。英文里头啊有三种动词，一个代表看，另外一个是听，还有一个代表感觉。所以看、听、感觉这三类动词加了这种宾语之后，后头可以用原形动词做补语。像看最常用的是 look at 还有 see， look at 还有 see。 听呢是最常用的是 listen to 还有 hear， listen to 是注意听， hear 是无意间听到，H-E-A-R。 感觉是 feel 这个字，用 feel， F-E-E-L。 所以记住看听感觉加了这个宾语之后，或者可以用原形动词做宾语补足语。我先造一个，然后呢 Bruce 再造一个。 I saw him leave， 我看到他离开了。我 Bruce， 我让你一个男的，我用 feel 来造一个句子。
I felt her
touch me.
Yeah.
How about that?
Hey, that's good.
Yeah. 我刚刚故意这样说。那么 I felt her， 我感觉到她碰了我。Bruce 比较害羞，看电影呢，带女朋友去呢。I felt her touch me。好，我的脸都红了，这样子就用 touch 这个字，用原形动词。不错。Listen to， 也可以造一个用原形动词的。
They listened to Bruce sing before they fainted。
啊，他们先听 Bruce 呢唱歌，然后个个就昏倒了。Before they fainted， 就在他们昏倒之前。他们都听 Bruce 唱歌，听完之后就昏倒。那 faint 是这样拼的
，F-A-I-N-T 加 E-D，F-A-I-N-T-E-D， fainted。
好，我们刚才讲看、听、感觉这一类动词加宾语之后，可以用原形动词，那么做宾语补足语，但它也可以用现代分词。像刚才 I saw him leaving， 我照样对的。
Yes, no problem. Very good.
也就是看到他正在离开。I felt her touching my hand， 我当时感觉到他正在碰我的手。你看用 touching， 用现在分词。I listened to him singing， 我当时注意听他唱的歌。I heard him talking about you。我听了他当时正在谈论你，所以可以用现在分词做补足语。这边第四行这个 sing 有原形动词，我刚才已经做了这样的解说了。接着我们再来看 and when was the last time， 什么时候是最后那一次，什么哪一次？ You looked at the sparkling stars twinkle in the sky， 你呢会去看闪亮的星星在天空呢一闪一闪。 sparkling， 这个 sparkling 这边什么意思啊？
Sparkling means that it has a lot of light shining from it or out of it. For example, a diamond ring sparkles，
发出灿烂的光芒，哇，亮晶晶的叫 sparkling。所以呢，你什么时候是最后一次看那些亮晶晶的星星在天空呢闪亮着啊？ Twinkle， 你看这边也用了原形动词，说到前面 looked at 这个动词表示看，这种动词这种影响不错。 Time flies， 哇哦， 时间飞逝得很快 time flies, and life is short, 人生很短啊。这个 time flies 蛮不错的，能不能造个例子给我们？
Well, first I'd like to say that in both Chinese and English, we have the same idea, but the Chinese say time flies like an arrow, A-R-R-O-W, A-R-R-O-W. We simply say time flies. Here, of course, fly means to go by or pass by. The older you get, the faster time flies.
Or, you know, in my case,The older I get, the fatter I am. 我年纪越大就越肥。
No, Peter, you've lost weight.
Oh, 真的、啊、
Yeah, you're down to 250 kilos now.
我现在已经算瘦下来了。You've lost weight. 你看现在你只重了250公斤而已、啊。哦、oh, 好了 time flies, 就是说Time flies like an arrow, 这是我们中国人所说的光阴似箭，可是英文里头直接用 time flies 就好了，不需要后头再加 like an arrow 这样子。好了 ,so don't forget to stop to smell the flowers, 因此可别忘了要随时停止言语的工作来呢闻闻花香，意思就到户外走一走，我们就这样说。现在请大家看了第47页。In our eagerness to make a living, we often forget about our quality of life. 他说我们都是很渴望的想要呢谋生过活啊。所以我们往往呢都会忘掉我们的生活的品质。在这 in our eagerness to, 就在我们渴望的要做什么什么的这种过程之中。In our eagerness to, 这边用了 in one's eagerness to do something, 这个用法是蛮不错的哦。那么现在就来造个例子。
In his eagerness to court Sally, he embarrassed her.
在他渴望的想要追求 Sally 的过程之中呢，却把呢女孩子弄得很尴尬。因为他太急了，他猴急啊，小子啊，我好喜欢你，吓得人家赶紧跑。好，我们就这样说了。In his eagerness to court Sally, court 这个字棒哦，是这样拼的
，C O U R T, C O U R T, court,
court 就是追求的意思啊，追女孩子啦。结果却把他给弄得很尴尬 He embarrassed her Embarrass 这个词比较长但是蛮重要的使、某人呢非常的不好意思脸红啦或尴尬 Embarrass 是这样拼的
E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S 过去式再加一个 E-D E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S-E-D, embarrassed.
嗯哼，在这里 make a living 或者是 earn a living, 这个不错谋生往往通常用 make a living by 这样用法或者是 earn a living by, 靠着什么样的过活我们造个例子。
My uncle earns a living by driving a taxi.
我叔叔或我舅舅都可以用 uncle 这个字。
还有伯伯。
嗯伯伯哎都不错哦。伯伯叔叔舅舅哇哇真是厉害你都搞懂了。好了他是靠呢开出租汽车谋生叫 make a living, 或是 earn a living, by doing something. Earn 是这样拼的。
E-A-R-N, E-A-R-N.Earn.
好了 We often forget, 结果我们常常忘了 forget about our quality of life. 这个 forget about, 这个 about 不用可不可以啊?
Yes, you can delete it, right.
Delete, 就删除它,不要它,这个就是这样拼的。
D-E-L-E-T-E. D-E-L-E-T-E. Delete.
Mm-hmm. 接着往下看, too often, you hear people say, 往往了,你都会听到人们这样说, I'm too busy for this or that. 举这个理由或那个理由的,总是说, 哎呀,我太忙了,我没有时间了,这样。好了,在这里呢, too often you hear people say, 你看, hear 加 people, 或者就用了 say 这个原形动词, 就受到前面的 hear 的影响, 对不对?
Right, or listen to.
看,听。 感觉,我刚说的,这三类动词啊,加了宾语之后,后头可以用原形呢,那么这个动词,做它的宾语,不主语, I'm too busy, 我太忙了, I'm too busy, to be on vacation, 太忙,所以没有时间度假, you should be on vacation every now and then, but for Bruce, he's always on vacation. 啊,真是太愉快了,真是。 The only job that he does is counting money, 这样子,唯一要做的这样。太舒服, you are my envy.
Nonsense.
我们只是开玩笑啊。 You are my envy, 你呢,就是让我羡慕, 你是我羡慕的对象。 Envy 是这样拼的,
E-N-V-Y, E-N-V-Y. Envy can be a noun or a verb. I envy Peter.
我羡慕彼得, 那么也可以用当及物动词用, 也可以变成名词, Peter is my envy, 这样的用法。 好了, 接着我们再来看, what a shame, 真是好可惜啊, what a shame 就等于 what a pity, 这个不是说很丢脸的意思, 这个不是意思, 这边就等于 what a pity, P-I-T-Y.
That's too bad.
真是遗憾啊。 我们常常尤其用这个用法, 很遗憾他不能来, it's a shame that he can't come, 可以用pity带进去,
it's a pity that he can't come,
pity是这样拼的,
P-I-T-Y, P-I-T-Y, pity,
也可以用it's too bad这样带进去,
it's too bad that he can't come,
如果 shame 当羞脸, 羞这个很丢脸的时候, 只用在这个情况之下, shame on you, 丢丢脸, 羞羞脸, 就用 shame on somebody 这样用吧。 好了, 我们接着看, one day, 将来有一天, when they do find time to stop to smell the flowers, it might be too late. 将来有一天, 也就是当他们真的的确可以找到时间, 那个这边加了do, 在肯定句里头有 do, does, did 出现, 后头放原形动词的时候, 那个 do, does, did 把它翻成的确, 比如说他昨天来了, he came here yesterday, 他的确来呢, 我们就把 came 前面加个 did, 而改成这样子,
he did come here yesterday,
所以 came 就用原形动词, 他昨天的确来了, 再来一遍,
he did come here yesterday.
所以这边, one day, 有一天, when they do find time, 他们的确找到时间, 来干什么? 停下来, to stop to smell the flowers, 来闻闻花香的时候, it might be too late. 说不定那时候已经晚了, 也就是说, 可能已经老了, 走不动了, 或也可能是说呢, 生了病了, 或怎么样了, 所以要趁早, 这样比较好。 现在我们就要请Bruce为我们再把这课从头到尾念一下。
Lesson 81, Stop to Smell the Flowers, Part 1, Reading. In the hustle and bustle of modern-day life, people seldom stop to enjoy the beauty of nature. Ask yourself how many times you have listened to the birds sing, and when was the last time you looked at the sparkling stars twinkle in the sky? Time flies and life is short, so don't forget to stop to smell the flowers. In our eagerness to make a living, we often forget about our quality of life. Too often you hear people say, I'm too busy for this or that. What a shame. One day, when they do find time to stop to smell the flowers, it might be too late.
现在我们就一块来看第53页口语练习，也就是指的是我们替换这方面的练习。首先我们看第一大题。
Number one, in the hustle and bustle of modern day life, people seldom stop to enjoy the beauty of nature.
这个 seldom 也可以用 rarely, R-A-R-E-L-Y, R-A-R-E-L-Y, 很少。Again, rarely 跟 seldom 意思一样，我们带进去。所以第一大题的第一小题重念一遍。
In the hustle and bustle of modern day life, people scarcely stop to enjoy the beauty of nature.
用 scarcely, 我刚刚讲 rarely, 哦，厉害，换了另外一个字。好 ,scarcely 是这样拼的。
S-C-A-R-C-E-L-Y, S-C-A-R-C-E-L-Y.C-E-L-Y, scarcely.
我们看第二小题，一旦呢，你停止工作之后 you'll be bored, 你会觉得很无聊。
Once you stop working, you'll be bored.
好 ,stop 加动名词停止做什么事情。Stop 加 to 就停止原有的工作来做别的事情。接下来我们看第三小题。
Have you ever stopped to think why you are in this world?
你有没有停下来想过你为什么在这个世界上啊？接着我们看第二大题。
Number two, ask yourself how many times you have listened to the birds sing.
这个句子主要来介绍我们 listen to 加了宾语之后可以用原形动词做补语。接着我们再看下边。
Dan just sat there, looking at the girls walk by.
Dan 只是坐在那里看着女孩子呢从旁经过。你看这个 walk by, 还用了原形动词说在前面 looking at, 这个呢分词的影响。我们接着看第三小题。
Can you hear roosters crow in the city?
他说你可不可以听到公鸡呢 roosters.Crow 这样呜呜呜这样叫 in the city, 他们在城市里头听到公鸡叫这是难的对不对啊？公鸡怎么叫呢？
哦哦哦，
这是小狗的声音了。好了，别的这吹牛了啊，挺有意思的。Roosters 公鸡。好，我们的讲解就到这儿结束。谢谢诸位的收听，我们下次再会。
Bye everyone, see you next time.